Wow, Bitcoin is crushing it. And in spite of the Federal Reserve raising interest rates another 0.25%, the highest since October 2007. Even so, this 0.25% hike is less than the 0.5% increase we got back in December, which means the Fed is slowing their pace of rate hikes. Bullish. And what's even more bullish is the next Consumer Price Index report that comes out on February 14th will calculate January inflation data numbers differently, by changing the weights given to certain goods and services, as well as changing the timeline from the previous 2 years of inflation data to just 1 year. What does this mean? It means, yet again, the Federal Reserve is moving the goalpost. They are intentionally manipulating how inflation data is calculated in order to orchestrate a faster fake win. Why is it so? Well, as much as we may or may not like the Fed, the bottom paid for Fed chairs, politicians, and corporate cronies, they need the market to perform well this year due to the upcoming presidential elections, in addition to probably a fresh lining of pockets by some good old-fashioned QE, aka money printing. And what's interesting and great for on-risk assets like cryptocurrencies is that this week, the way Fed Chair Jerome Powell addressed us was vastly different from last time. Far more dovish or easygoing as far as where he feels the economy is right now, and how close we are to achieving their future newly manipulated goalpost. So the Fed, Congress, Biden are all on our side because it's not good for business and politics when the market is dumping. And not only is the current and likely future actions of the Feds helping Bitcoin, Bitcoin could be in the later stages of the bear market. On-chain data suggests. Some analysts say that while overall market sentiment cannot be called bullish just yet, the recent price and on-chain data suggests that Bitcoin could be in the later stages of a bear market. And just to see what that could look like, referencing the Wall Street cheat sheet that shows us the psychology of a simplified market cycle, we could be here at the disbelief part of the cycle, where most people are thinking, this is a sucker's rally. This rally will fail like the others. And as you can see, the next phase is hope, which is seeming more and more like we are encroaching upon, where most people start thinking, heck, maybe recovery is possible. Following the hope phase is optimism, where most people are thinking, this rally is real. And then off to the belief phase, then the thrill phase, where at that point we pretty much are moonbound within a typical bull cycle. So it's important to keep in mind that the market never goes straight up when we flip bullish. There are lots of spikes and crashes along the way. So get ready for anything and buckle up. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Let's take a look at the global news stories affecting the state of the current macro environment. Be sure to check out our sponsors, iTrust Capital, eToro, and Meet Kevin. Invest in and trade cryptocurrencies tax-free with an individual retirement account, or IRA, with iTrust Capital. Diversify into the traditional stock market and ETFs with zero commissions using eToro Exchange, where every new account is credited with a virtual $100,000 portfolio we can use to practice investing in all the different financial platforms they offer, and invest in learning how to diversify into other areas like real estate, stock trading, and starting your own side business with online courses on building wealth with me, Kevin. So make sure to scroll down and use the links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers and discounts they have for us. Sweet. So basically, the news this week is a lot of polar opposite predictions by people sharing their random wild guesses about this unprecedented, highly manipulated market. Check it out. Bitcoin bulls must reclaim these two levels as death cross still looms. Bitcoin price upside depends on whether two long lost moving averages can be flipped to support, Bitcoin analysis predicts. So we've got death cross headlines. And also this week, Bitcoin and S&P 500 close in on bullish golden cross signal. In the past, Bitcoin's big rallies have started with a golden cross, but not all golden crosses have led to a big rally. And a prediction from a popular figure in finance we covered a few months ago has yet to come to fruition. And some Twitter action he engaged in this week leads us to believe he's retreated with his tail between his legs. Before the Fed interest rate announcement, Big Short legend Michael Burry issued a grave warning to investors with a one-word tweet, sell. And then, shortly after the Fed interest rate announcement, Big Short hero Michael Burry deletes his Twitter account after posting cryptic market prediction to sell. LOL. And some other popular figures in finance that say what they think and never slink away into hiding have spoken out this week. Charlie Munger says the US should follow in China's footsteps and ban cryptocurrencies. LOL. I agree with this tweet on the matter. The fact that 100-year-old Charlie Munger's calling for a ban on crypto is getting any attention is just another reminder that the United States is a fully fledged gerontocracy. Not surprising. I mean, at this point, we know Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett, Peter Schiff, and the rest of the Bitcoin bashing gang will likely never change their stance on it. But hey, more for us, right? And also, as we discussed in yesterday's video, pretty much all news and media we are exposed to is a lie and a distraction, all thanks to the establishment of a legal concept called corporate personhood, which you can check out by clicking on the link above. Nice. Other popular finance figures with polar opposite stances on Bitcoin? ARK's Cathie Wood says Bitcoin is going to 1 million, while Jim Cramer says, yeah, and I walked on water in the Sea of Galilee. And if you follow finance and crypto news on Twitter and similar, a popular joke that usually plays out is every time Jim Cramer says to buy or sell something, the complete opposite happens. Here's an example where Jim gave us his prediction about the crypto markets last month.
I think that crypto, I mean, I sold my crypto. I announced everything on TV, what I did with crypto. But I would not touch crypto in a million years.
LOL. Amazing. So whether we are long or short or a bear or a bull, the three most important things we need to be doing right now as crypto investors is one, if we haven't already, start paying attention to the news and markets. They are heating up and you don't want to miss a potential moon mission. Two, we need to stay nimble, agile, flexible, and soft on our stances because the reality is, obviously no one knows or has a clue what the short-term or long-term future of the markets holds. And that it's not about being right or wrong. It's more about probabilities. And three, have your strategy in place. Whether you are DCAing or dollar cost averaging in or have been throughout this bear market, it's important to have a profit taking strategy in place because it's the only way crypto can change your life forever, which you can check out this video guide on different profit taking strategies by clicking on the link above. Cool. Before wrapping up with taking a look at where the price of Bitcoin could go in the short term, as crypto investors, we need to invest time and energy yesterday or today on learning how to transfer crypto off of exchanges to securely store and manage our cryptocurrencies using cold storage hardware wallets like Ledger devices. Ledger's Nano S Plus device is the most easy to use and affordable wallet starting at $79. So if you have more than $79 worth of crypto, you would be upset about losing on an exchange from it getting hacked, freezing your account, or similar, get yourself a Nano S Plus. Or if you hold a wide variety of cryptocurrencies and are more active with trading, consider the Ledger Nano X, which has Bluetooth features allowing us to safely manage our crypto on the go. Or if you haven't pre-ordered Ledger's most advanced customizable cryptocurrency wallet to ever hit the market, their new Ledger Stacks device should be starting to ship this March or April. And what's great about Ledger is it's not just a crypto wallet provider. They have an entire crypto management ecosystem with their Ledger Live app, where we can buy, sell, exchange, trade, stake, and secure crypto, as well as interact with DeFi and other smart contracts. So be sure to scroll down and use the links below to access Ledger's correct and official site, as well as redeem any special offers or discounts they have for us. Nice. Now, taking a look at the price of Bitcoin. Please note, I normally film these videos on Saturday, but I had to film it on Thursday due to my schedule, so a lot could have happened price-wise between now and then. Either way, here's the deal. There is strong resistance at the 24,800 price point, which represents Bitcoin's 200 weekly moving average. So if Bitcoin reaches this level and confidently breaks upwards through it, that would be a good indication that we are in a longer term bullish trend. And right now we still have support at the 20K price point, which we could still bounce down from and off of in the short term, depending. Obviously, everything is a wild random guess in this market, but again, it's all about what is more likely to happen from a probability standpoint, because we can still break under the 20K support levels. That's absolutely a possibility. So in the coming week, we should be paying attention to the news as well as this 24.8K price point. Because if we break through, according to the charts and a lot of people that follow the charts, we could very well see a wild, choppy journey up to the next resistance level of 40K per Bitcoin over the next several months. Awesome. If you would like to learn crypto profit-taking strategies before the next bull run that can change your life, check out this video. If you would like to finally have that eureka moment about how cryptocurrency wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. And to get a Ledger wallet to secure your crypto, click on this link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.